A reading of the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord has shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then he began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become?" For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this story, which is well known, from the way I read it, deals with two important themes which are connected. One is naming, the naming process, having a name, giving a name, choosing a name. And the second is losing one's voice and finding one's voice again, being mute, speak again. Let's reflect a moment on those two basic experiences of any human life, because we all have a name. Those of us who have children, we have given a name to one of our children. And probably everybody has given a name to something at least, to a project, to a house, to whatever. And everybody also has been speaking, even those who are don't have the ability to speak. They speak in other ways. So speaking, the voice, is something very common. But also to be mute. To be mute is to be unable to speak, to be speechless. And I would like to reflect on what it's been to speak, but also to be speechless, to lose one's voice. The story, we know it. It's about actually two births. The one of John the Baptist, which comes first, and Jesus. And both have a name which is very meaningful. Both names have been given, recommended, I would say, by an angel Gabriel. Both births were not supposed to happen, unexpected, particular, unique, surprising. So both names have something to do with the circumstances of the conceptions and the birth, and of course the future life. And I think it's important to see John and Jesus together. The name of John means God is gracious. God is gracious, why? Because those parents are not actually supposed to have a child at all. They were too old, they were infertile. I belong to an African country, and in Africa, giving a name is extremely important. Each name reflects the circumstances either of conception or birth. And the fact of carrying a name has a determining importance on what you will be. In fact, it's probably still the same in the West, probably not as much, but in Africa, and I'm sure many other parts of the world. Now, God is gracious. It means this child who will bear this name will always remember that his very being is a grace of God. It's a gift. John the Baptist will be a gift. And indeed he was, as the rest of the story will tell us. I will not go into it now. Now Jesus, it's even more meaningful. It means roughly, I won't quote the Hebrew terms, but it means God or Yahweh saves. It's about the Jesus as Savior. Now, it's important to know in this text that as much as we give a name for somebody, in some way we don't choose, even the name is given to us. That's the meaning of the angel. The angel comes from God. God gives the name. It means, in a certain way, God gives also the name, not only the life, but the name. I think that's the key point of the message, is that both Jesus and John, we'll call John the Baptist, have a special destiny that was known from the start, and it's part of the identity, and name is identity. And I think it just should makes us reflect to who we are. What is our name? Who are we? Who gave us our name? Our parents, I suppose, although not always. But somehow, even our parents, they receive us from somewhere. We are given. In a way, like John, we are grace. But then came the issue of being speechless, losing one's voice. And we know the story. The father of John, Zechariah, couldn't believe he would have a child. It was impossible. He was just realistic, pragmatic. If you can't have a child, you can't have a child. Stop dreaming. It will hurt you even more if you start dreaming. So he didn't believe it. He didn't have the faith. Who else would believe that, actually? Well, actually, Elizabeth did. She was a special person, I guess. And she felt something was happening she could not understand. And then he lost his voice. And then when they were discussing what the name would be, he was asked to write on a tablet, his name is John. And then he recovered his voice. So I think it's an invitation to think about the relationship between faith and speaking, faith and words, faith and speech. I won't speak too much, but just to say that to be a believer is like to have a voice. It gives you a voice, not your own voice, the voice from somewhere else. And to not to be a believer is depriving you of a voice. So when we speak, we should remember that our voice comes from somewhere. Our voice does not belong to us. It's also a given, a grace, something which comes for us believers, we say, from God. So this little story is inviting us to reflect on names and name giving, and on voice, speech, and being speechless. And when we speak, we should remember the fact that we speak. It's a big thing in itself. And when we are speechless, it also has a meaning. This is the lesson for the day. Amen.